When fast ferry service between Petersburg and Juneau started in 2005, ridership was low. State transportation officials predicted this would change as people grew accustomed to the service. Here's former State Director of Marine Transportation, Robin Taylor, speaking in 2005.
It's brand new and people aren't used to it yet and really don't understand fully the ramifications of being able to take off from Ketchikan in the morning and have lunch in Petersburg or dinner in Juneau that evening. I mean, it's still a new concept. Because of the reduction in fare, I think it's going to be something that people are going to seriously look at as a new travel opportunity.
Taylor's predictions have not been realized. The Petersburg-Juneau route has averaged 17% of its passenger capacity for the last 5 years, and vehicle ridership is only marginally higher. Alaska Marine Highway Deputy Commissioner Mike Neusel struggles to explain why the route has not gained popularity.
Perhaps the capacity that's provided there is more than the system demands. The community doesn't maybe need that much capacity on vessels. But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to cut that service back because of other route structures and where the vessels run. It makes sense to stop there as we're going by.
Neusel says the service is more popular elsewhere.
The fast ferry is very welcome and used heavily in the communities that it goes to. And in that regard, I would say that, and I haven't gone through the numbers in detail, but based on what you told me, I would say that the fast ferry to Petersburg is a bit of an anomaly in that it isn't the preferred method of travel.
On the route between Sitka and Juneau, passenger ridership has climbed steadily since 2005, averaging 40% of capacity for passengers and 65% for vehicles. Fairweather second mate Patrick Phillips says the success of the Sitka route is unlikely to be replicated in Petersburg.
Personally, no, I don't think it will. For one thing, we're not going every day.
The Fairweather runs 5 days a week to Sitka and 2 days a week to Petersburg. Phillips says frequent trips make riding the ferry more appealing.
It sort of entices people to go because, you know, the children don't have to come out of school for a long time or anything like that. If you're a business like a plumbing and heating business, you can bid a job in Sitka if you live in Juneau and tie up the guy for a day, the truck and the guy, and then come back the next day, you know, after the work is over with, and get him back and work on a different job.
Phillips says decreasing prices might be another way to get more people riding the fast ferry.
We burn the same fuel, whether we have 5 cars on the car deck or we have 15 or 20. So it's like a movie theater. Why not sell the tickets cheap and fill it up?
Deputy Commissioner Neusel says studies by the Marine Highway show that might not work.
It is all just estimates, forecasting and estimates based on ridership. But for small price changes, the ridership numbers are fairly inelastic. They don't change in immediate response to a relatively small fare change.
And Neusel says changing the tariff, either up or down, is controversial.
Generally speaking, you could say, well, it's relatively expensive to travel by the ferry because it costs a lot of money, especially if you bring a vehicle and just for a walk-on passenger ticket. It is not inexpensive, but when you consider the fact that that doesn't even really make a dent into the operating cost of the system, that the majority of the system is subsidized by state funding, state general funds, the tariff structure doesn't really look that bad.
Fast ferry revenue has dropped in the last few years at the same time as expenditures have increased. A number of highly publicized mechanical problems have made the fast ferries expensive to maintain. And more recently, rising fuel costs have started to make an impact. The fast ferry burns 600 gallons of fuel an hour, almost double the mainliners. At current marine fuel prices, that amounts to almost $20,000 in gas for a round trip from Juneau to Petersburg. Neusel says this could affect the fast ferry's future.
Will fuel price increases dictate how we use those vessels in the future? It'll play into it. I won't say it'll completely dictate it, and I don't have a drop dead price. You know, if fuel reaches X number of dollars per gallon, then it's uneconomical to run the fast ferries because overall, since the state subsidizes this system, it's uneconomical to run all these ships. It's not a money-making venture. as I said, it's a funded public transportation system that is offset by the revenues that it generates.
In 2010, the Fairweather received $5.5 million in subsidies. Marine Highway Marketing Director Danielle Adkins says state funding factors into ferry schedule decisions.
So if something changes there and we need to adjust the system accordingly, then we'll look, you know, not just at the Petersburg route, but across the system to see if we can better utilize that vessel. But right now, I don't know that there's another niche that it would fit in for that twice weekly service.
Adkins says the Marine Highway tries to market the ferry system in conjunction with communities. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.